How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Third hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Darren McFarland, that's me, here on the south side of town, down here in Rutherford County in Smyrna. Willie Donick holding fort over in East Nashville. Chase McCabe out on the west side of town in Bellevue. Marquise Munson, our producer, back at our Wholesale Link Game Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. Maybe the lone wolf, probably him and one other in our actual building at the radio station. We love talking with Dan Chonka, and when we're talking to him, with him, you know what time it is. It is NFL draft time, and it's just around the corner. He's with Our Lad Scouting Service. Dan, good afternoon. How you doing?
We're doing real good, Darren. And guys, you sounds like you've got everybody all spread out there. So, you know, it's a good thing.
It is show, 16? Is that right?
Yep.
Show 16 yep. Under this current format, which we've never done before, obviously. And you
well,
know what we're trying to
do things. Yeah, there's a lot of new things going on during this, COVID-19.
Well, including the draft, right? I mean, we've never seen this. This is probably going to remind them of people like you that have been around in the business a long time. This is kind of going back to old school days, right? I mean, this is the way the NFL draft, it wasn't the big production that it is today.
Right. Absolutely. In fact, we had crank phones back when we first started up, 40 years ago. We had tin cans with a string on it. Now they're going to be going back to that, I guess. But no, I think actually having, one thing that's going to be different for the high-tech people is there's actually a thing called telephones, and they have hard lines, and I'll bet you that Ma Bell or AT&T, they're at 32 different general managers' homes right now, putting in 32 phone lines, and including some to New York, to the commissioner's office. So a lot of work. Buy stock in the phone company next weekend.
I remember once Archie Manning came on the show years ago and told a story of he was in school. He's attending classes at Ole Miss, and I think back then, obviously, you're calling a home phone, right, a landline at home, and his home phone, and whoever answered, I don't remember the story, he was told that, hey, by the way, you were just drafted, and the NFL.
Yeah,
that,
right.
That's you're right. I mean, that's how they found out back then in the 70s.
Yeah, right. No, that's exactly right. Yeah, and that, guys are out on the golf course, or they're working in the grocery store, or or throwing feed at the farm. And somebody, you just got drafted. Okay, they're back to work.
That's
right. So yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, Dan, you've been in those rooms. It's an inexact science, and it's already tough trying to figure out who's going to translate to the highest level, but now you can add this and these not normal times of pro days and these private visits and all the other things that go into leading up to the draft here in a couple of weeks. So how much more difficult is it going to be for teams, for example John Robinson and the Titans here, to try to make this work, not having the normal data that you're accustomed to over the years?
Well, I tell you what, Darren, I don't think that it's going to be as bad as people think, because sometimes, when you have all that other stuff, you get paralysis by analysis, and you get sometimes too many people in the room and somebody come up with something the day before the draft or something like that that has nothing to do. In fact, I'll tell you one quick story is, when I was in Philadelphia, we're all set to take Donovan McNabb, and a couple of coaches came up, from their offices into the draft room and said, we've been talking this morning about Akili Smith, and And I just kind of looked over at him. I said, well, I hope you're just talking because we're taking Donovan McNabb, you know. And but, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that, you know, I mean, crazy stuff can go on at the last minute, you know. Or another time in Philly, we needed the pass rusher, and William Fuller was signed a I don't know if it was called unrestricted back then, but anyway, he signed with the Chargers, so we needed a defensive end, and there was a big run on defensive ends before our pick. I think we were picking like 26 or 27, and there was nobody really, you know, there, and we actually took a second or third round defensive end who ended up should have been an offensive tackle, you know what I mean? But you know, but the coaches really wanted that defensive end. Well, now you're not going to have a lot of that stuff. I mean, hey, the general manager's sitting there. He's already sorted all this stuff out in his mind. You've got your board. They'll have their board set up, and you're going to get your top 150 players off that board. And once players, you know, start disappearing by these other teams taking them, you know, the general manager, he may have one other person in his hall. My understanding is that it's going to be real limited with just, you know, the scouting people are at their place, and the general manager, maybe one or two other people are going to be at their place, I guess. But, you know, they'll have everything organized, and they'll just start, you know, peeling them off as they go. And then you got your next guy on your board, then you'll take them.
Dan, we're doing kind of, you know, like the NCAA tournament. We're doing our own bracket, a Nashville sports bracket, the best Nashville athletes in the last 30 years. And after today, we're going to have this thing whittled down to our elite eight. I'm just going to very open-ended. You take it however you want, but who would be the best athlete that you ever saw that just wowed you? And like I said, that's your own criteria. How would you answer that?
Well, I'm trying to think that it could be, well, Muhammad Ali, I think, would be one of the greatest athletes, non-football wise. I mean, he was a tremendous athlete as a boxer, and you know, I think that you'd have to, you know, Jimmy Brown, you'd have to have Jimmy in there because of his power, and I mean, he was a man among men, you know, the way he played the game. I think that. You know, guys like Deion Sanders, I mean, Deion was in my group at the Combine. I mean, he was such a great athlete. You know, if now you see his talking and chirping and all that stuff. But, you know, Deion was really a pretty focused guy. And when I was with the Redskins, he was in our secondary, and he was toward the end of his career. But, you know, he was always really working at it. He's really focused on his job at hand. You know, he was really worked at being a good cornerback. And so, you know, but I would say that, you know, those guys are among the, you know, some of the best I've ever seen. Since 1986, every NFL player, you know, one way or another. So, you know, but of the time really before me, two of those guys with Brown, you know, and Muhammad Ali.
We're talking to Dan Shanka from Our Lads Scouting here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. The Titans pick 29th, and we've talked to you before of, okay, what direction do you think they're going to go with that pick? And it's a conversation that keeps changing, in my opinion, and a lot of that is based on what they do in free agency or, you know, if a guy leaves. To me, my focus has shifted to the defensive side of the ball. I think pass rush is something they still need, but I also am worried about the secondary. So if you're looking at corner, if you're the Tennessee Titans, are there a few names that you think will be there at 29?
I do. You know, I think that, in fact, in our mock draft we ran the other day, we put Trayvon Diggs there, you know, big corner from Alabama, at 29 in that spot. But I think A.J. Terrell from Clemson could possibly be there. We got him going a little earlier to Minnesota, but you know, in different mock drafts, he and Diggs have always been kind of in that area. So yeah, I'd be with you. I couldn't argue about taking defensive back there at 29.
If you're John Robinson, though, do you possibly consider maybe moving back, adding a pick, move out of the first round, just because with this team you understand that, okay, you need pass rush, you need corner like we just talked about. They need a backup running back to Derrick Henry, maybe even another wide receiver, an offensive lineman. I mean, there are several needs that this team has, and not necessarily day one starters, but players that you hope to develop. So if you're John Robinson, do you consider possibly moving back and adding picks?
Yeah, I think, and I think there's going to be a possibility to do that, because somebody's going to say, well, hey, look at that quarterback that's falling down here, and let's trade back into the first. And, Tennessee might be one of those spots that, because if your guy is there, like say, for instance, you want to grab a receiver, you may not want to, but if the best receiver, say T. Higgins, is sitting there, you know what I mean? And you can still back out of there and get him. You want to take a running back, like you said, somebody to back up Henry if things don't work out there, rotate with Henry, whatever. You got the three running backs will very possibly be their top guys with, Swift and Dobbins and Taylor. Those guys could be there. So I think there's going to be a possibility for Tennessee to trade out. But I don't know if they'll be able to pick up another two or somebody move in that spot or something next year. But I think there's going to be a possibility, like you say, to pick up more players.
Based upon what you know about the receivers in this draft and what you've seen from Corey Davis in his career, as you know, it hasn't really worked out the way that everybody had thought with him being the fifth overall pick. Is there a receiver in this draft that you think would be a better replacement for Corey Davis for the Titans long term?
Well, I tell you, this year there's a tremendous amount. There's size guys. If you want to say, for instance, wait a year, because I don't know if he'll be ready to go, but Brandon Ayuk from Arizona State, he had the core surgery injury on Tuesday, so he's going to be on PUP probably at best. But that's an explosive guy now there's probably eight receivers that could go in the first round or got first round grades, and he's a guy with long arms, big hands, can really run and make that return guy, good run after catch, got some explosion to him. So, he'd be a guy that could salt away and maybe be ready to go at the end of the year. But there's going to be, yes, a variety of guys with Hightower from Boise State, say, in the third round or the fourth round, Peoples-Jones from Michigan, a guy that is a good size underused guy at Michigan because they had so many receivers they rotated around, or Van Jefferson from Florida. So but he's not a big speed guy, but he's a great route runner, and he's going to be available in third. So yeah, I think there's going to be some replacements there for Davis, and if nothing else, it gives him competition and hey, see where if he's going to get better or if he's just going to hit the road.
Talking to Dan Shonka from Our Lad Scouting Service as we continue to sharpen our brains and get ready for the NFL draft. Dan, I want to pick your brain going back to Jadeveon Clowney because he's still out there and there's still a lot of speculation that the Titans might have an interest there. Take us back to when you scouted him. And, of course, he was off the charts. We all remember how dynamic he was in college. And what do you remember about him and what might be relevant as teams continue to evaluate how much they're willing to commit to him at this stage of his career?
That's a very valid point because he never really became that big-time sack guy that we thought he would. Now, he's very good against the run, but, he's never had a 10-sack year. And he's had that's the thing that's scary because you think that here's this big, long guy that's got great speed and things. He should be a 10-sack guy every year with his ability, but there's always something there is missing, whether he's injured, he's only playing part of a year. He can't get off a block for whatever reason. He's not focused, at the right price, he'd certainly be worth it, but his starting price is over $20 million. That's why, he's still – at home, and I think he dropped it to $17 million now. So, but still, theoretically, if he played every game and got you over 10 sacks, that's a whole different story. But right now, he's a top player in the NFL, but he's not one of the superstars.
We all know with the Titans picking towards the bottom of the first round that a lot can fall differently, and the quarterbacks always seem to dictate who needs a quarterback, and that could determine who's available, what options they might have as it comes down towards their pick. How would you evaluate right now, Dan, the quarterback position? How many quarterbacks go in the first round, and where do you have them ranked?
Well, the sticky wicket is there's going to be more to go than we like. And one of the ones going to go is an injured guy. So, I mean, really, Tua Tagovailoa should go probably, later. He may go earlier, but, he's an injury history guy. And I know a few teams are thinking out there that, if he does come around and can play, he's going to be a good – it's really a crapshoot. Now, if you're willing to give up, your job to take him, because he does have, he's had wrists, he's had knees, he's had ankles, of course the hip, he's a chronically injured guy. Now, where do you take a guy like that? Now, most teams at another position, you would take until maybe the third or fourth round, but a quarterback like him with his accuracy and everything, some people are going to go a little earlier, but Burrow is going to be obviously the top guy. Everybody in the world knows, and he's going to Cincinnati, and then Herbert is really, I think, a little better than people think. And our only our only real sticky wicket with him is that synapse from his brain to his hand, where boom, you see it, it's got to get out, right now. And I think that's missing. But he's big, he's strong, he's athletic, he's smart, book smart, he can throw whatever pass you want. So he's going to go, probably in the top six somewhere. And I'm not so sure Miami isn't targeting him, not Tua. And then Tua's going to, I think we'll all know when Tua starts sliding a little bit, maybe we're not the only ones out there, a few organizations out there that think that, hey, we'll go after him on his second contract if he can hold up physically, but he's got too much of an inch. So I'm going to say right now that, there's going to be probably three. Some team's going to take Love and maybe late one, which would be overdrafting him tremendously, because he's basically a second or third round developmental guy is what he is. Now a guy that we'd like, nobody's talking about him, and I know Darren has heard me say this a couple years ago, but we like Dak Prescott. Nobody else did. Some of these, quote, organizations out there had him in as a free agent. Okay, well, the guy we like this year is Jalen Hurts. We think Hurts could be a really good developmental guy. Say in the second round, you take him and salt him away a little bit. But, here's a guy's athletic. He's got a strong arm. He's got some touch. When he pulls that ball down, he can run with it like a running back. He's kind of built like Dak Prescott. But some team may. I doubt if they'll take him in one. But I would think he'd certainly go in two, because he'd be a better developmental guy than about anybody in this draft.
Wow. Dan, last one from me. Knowing what you know about the depth of this draft, is this a good year, if you're drafting low in the first round, to maybe trade out of the first round, get some extra picks for it? If you're John Robinson, how would you try to tackle that one?
Well, if you can, unless you've got a targeted guy, for instance, but I think that you could back out of there and you're going to get a good player. I mean, do you got to want a replacement for Conklin, who's gone? There might be one there in Ezra Cleveland from Boise State, and still get, extra picks. You'll still, at 29 back out of there, you get a tackle if you want to. You get that, like you're talking about, maybe a defensive back. I think that, if you had to go for a running back, you might have your choice of running backs. So you can back out of there and still get a starting player that can help you, and then pick up some extra picks. And it's just a matter of, who's going to go crazy, that how much they want to give. Somebody out there might say, oh, we want Love in the worst way. And at 29, we'll give you, a two, a three, and a two next year or something. Some of the crazy stuff that goes on is unreal. But, yeah, if he could do it, make the deal, something like that, I think you certainly got to consider it.
All right, last thing, Dan. You just brought up the running back position. Do you believe a running back should go in the first round?
This year, probably not. But unless the guy's a full-service weapon like Barkley, you know, I mean, Saquon Barkley is a rarity. You know, he's a generational guy. I don't think any of these three running top at the top, like, you know, Taylor, Swift, and Dobbins, they're really good ones, and I think they're really going to be good NFL backs that will rotate and what have you and have good careers. So right now I would say if none of them went in the first round, it wouldn't shock me.
Interesting stuff. Dan, always a pleasure. Continue to be safe, and we will talk to you very soon. Thanks for doing this as always.
Thank you, and you guys all do the same all over Nashville there. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dan. Dan Shanka from Our Lads Scouting Service, a guy who's been at it for four decades, and we always appreciate his visits on the show. We'll come back. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase on the other side, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.